Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, and that means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that means you, will come through. We get no advance notice. It's a lovely surprise for us as well as for you, and a lovely surprise for him once he comes back an hour from now and finds out who was there. Okay. So we will take questions in the order of call-in, and we're looking forward to having you call in. There's certainly a lot going on in the world, and so there should be a lot of stuff to talk about. If you would like to ask a question, you need to call one of these two numbers, because there's two listen-only lines and two call-in lines. The call-in lines are, the first one is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So let's get started.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Avwani.
Avwani?
Yes.
Could you English spell that for me?
O-B-W-A-N-I.
O-B-W-A-N-I. Okay, wonderful.
I am from Agartha.
From Agartha. Oh, that's exciting. Okay. And can you share with us where in Agartha, or are there city names, community names?
It wouldn't make any sense to you, dear one.
Okay. All right. I understand that. And what brings you here to grace our presence today?
I have a request, and that is, don't open to change. Embrace it. You have really good changes coming at you right now as we speak. Embrace them. I implore you.
Okay, that sounds awesome, and I certainly feel that way. Sometimes change is difficult for people in the human form, but this is really what's going on. It's really important, and yes, we do need to embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Great, thank you. All right, Barbara, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Bonnie, is that correct?
Obwani.
Okay.
Oh, my name is Obwani.
Obwani, okay. I was having trouble with that.
You can call me Nee for short.
Nee?
Yes.
Okay.
The last two letters of his name.
Okay, me. Okay. Well, our present situation here in the United States of America, Trump is appointing men that don't seem to be good people. Is that a trap? Could you, enlighten us on the whole subject? There's Juliana from New York, there's John Bolton, there's Petraeus, and I'm just wondering who is going to be our next Secretary of State.
Dear one, your governance, all of it, top to bottom, is going to be changing very shortly.
How do you see that, Nee? What is changing?
Everything. Everything. The organization and the titles that go with the organization are going to be very different from what you have now. There won't be a president and a vice president, for example.
Oh, that leads me to the next question. What will it be?
It will be more like the round table of King Arthur's than anything else.
That's pretty hard to establish now. How can you make a square table into a round table?
I'm speaking metaphorically, dear one. The concept of everybody's voice counting is what we're talking about here.
Well, so he has appointed some people. He's about to appoint the Secretary of State. Is that going to be discarded?
The whole governance is going to change, yes.
Are you approved? Do you know what happened today with the carrier, the air conditioning company? He saved 1,100 jobs that won't go to Mexico. There are, I think, 300 that he didn't save, but he's going to tax the company 35% to 40%. I think that's a good thing.
I think that the people you identify with are going to have to include larger and larger groups, and some of whom you've never seen.
So they will be people off the street?
They will be people in different geographical regions as well.
The fires and tornadoes from Tennessee, is this underground warfare taking place? You're from Agassiz. Do you understand what's happening there?
Dear one, the cabal has underground bases that are being cleaned out.
And they're using people to die in this? People are being uprooted, homes are being dismantled, and people are dying?
It is a war of sorts, dear one. The planet has to rid itself of these dark forces in order to go forward.
So I see Elizabeth Warren is not going to be president after Trump's reign. I see now there won't be anybody. Paul Ryan isn't going to be the arrogant little snip that he is. And the FBI is part of the whole system, and he's trying to clean house. And when he finishes cleaning house, then we have a whole new round table.
Yes. Exciting, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to know just where my part fits in here.
Your part?
Yeah, my part.
Dear one, you are an organizer par excellence. You can help a great deal.
In what respect?
Organizing.
Organizing what? Clothespins, pencils?
People involved with the governance of the planet.
People involved with
the governance of the planet.
I don't understand that last part.
Governance?
Yes, you have to be more clear.
I'm saying that there is going to need to be organization of the people who are going to be governing the planet.
And you see, I have a role in that.
If the sun comes up tomorrow, yes.
Okay, I guess you've answered all my questions. I might have another straggler here, but how is the cat? And, you know, I don't remember his name, so I named him. I named him. You know what I named him? Benny.
I'll let you answer the cat question here.
Okay. His name is Sizzle, like what you hear when a steak is on the barbecue.
Got
okay.
It.
And he's doing great. We have a wonderful holistic vet that basically nailed it enough that I could figure it out. And Merlin helped, and he's doing great. Thank
wonderful.
You for asking.
Oh, touch his little head for me.
Okay.
Okay, give him a little tap from Barbara. I love tap.
Clearly.
Understood. That is all for now. Thank you very much.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Verna, we have...
Yes?
Yeah, Verna. Welcome.
Yes.
Hello,
yeah.
Dear one.
Hi.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to...
We don't hear you. Did we lose the connection?
Okay. No. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for talking with me. I have a couple of questions. Okay. When do you see Jake and I living on Maui again?
Just past the first of the year.
Okay, that sounds good. Also, can you tell me how he was injured?
How did the injury occur? Is that the question?
Yes. He can't, he's getting elderly, and he can't run, and he can't jump. And there's a problem with his, and I don't know which, and I'm just wondering how he got injured.
He ran into a car, dear one.
Oh, no. Yeah, because I just love this little guy so much. Is he going to be with me when I move to Maui?
Yes. You can heal him, you
wonderful.
Know.
How do I do that?
You know exactly how to do that.
Well, I'd like to know how to heal me and the diabetes symptoms. I don't want to take insulin. And if I just do alpha lipoic acid and get the anesthesia. Will those help?
I think you need to call back when you can talk with Mary and this host on that issue.
Okay. Okay.
You can do that.
I can do that.
All right.
Yes, of course I can. All right. Can you tell me where my twin flame is?
At this moment, in Turkey.
In Turkey? Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
He is not from Turkey, but at this moment, he is in Turkey.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me I understand I've been reading a Dolores Cannon book, and she was saying that we are the only civilization that has created time. Is that correct?
Depending upon how you define civilization.
Planet.
Yes.
Is this okay? That's what I wanted to know. It was just interesting. Okay. Is there anything I can physically do to help my sister and her husband that I'm living with?
Physically do? Is that the question?
Is there anything? Yeah, anything I can do to help them.
Yes. Sit down with them and have a conversation in which you explain to them that you see that they are perfectly capable of doing whatever they want to do.
Oh, okay.
You do see that, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, then explain it to them that you do see that.
Okay, I will do that.
Yes.
And Jake, back to him, is it just through the love that I give him that will heal him?
It is through the love. And there are some other things you can do. Like I say, have a conversation with these two.
Okay, I will do that. And I think I've asked enough questions. You both are so loving and kind, and thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna.
Thank you, Mary.
Talk to you later. Okay. Okay, Barbara, welcome back.
Hello, dear one.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have to ask, because the lovely lady before me asked where her twin flame was, and you gave her an answer. So now I'm going to ask you, where is my twin flame? Where is he?
At this point in time, he is in Louisiana.
Oh. Can you give me a little bit more?
If you look in the swamps, you'll find him.
It's an alligator.
No, he's not an alligator. You asked where he was.
But you said swamp.
Yes. Yes, he is not waiting. He's not swimming in the swamps, but that's where he's at this point in time.
When will we connect?
When will you allow it?
I'm allowing it right now. I've been allowing it.
Okay. So be it.
But how will we meet? Where?
You don't need to know any of that. You just need to be available.
I know,
and allow it. And allow it.
Okay. And one more. I would like to get a little dog, a Maltese, and I've been projecting it, but I don't want it now. I want it when big changes occur. And I already have a name picked up. And because everybody says, I love you, and I say, me too. So he's going to be called me too. She is going to be called me too. Is that
all right?
Will that take place in 2017?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Yes, me.
All right.
Namaste.
All right. There you have your answer.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you. My question is, I'm in extreme pain. I wonder if you can share any insights into my pain.
This is one of those situations where the way out is through it. The more you get in touch with it, the easier it will be to get through it and out the other side.
So I'm still in avoidance somewhat of that pain?
Yes, dear one.
I'm not quite sure I understand that. It doesn't feel like I'm in avoidance of it. So just keep breathing into it and
dive in.
Know.
Dive in. Dive in. Fully go into it to get through it and out the other side.
Will that take some time?
As much as you think it will.
So it could happen instantaneously if I do it right?
You can allow that.
Wow. Can you assist me in any way in that process?
Done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome.
And I thought that the announcement, somebody was saying the announcement to the money situation was going to be announced today, but I didn't hear anything.
There are small pieces of information coming out daily on that scene, on that front, if you will.
Okay, so I'm assuming I'm going to be fine, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to survive this. Okay, and my husband has hurt his back quite seriously. I don't know if it's seriously. Is he going to make it through that? But he, and he still has to work a job, and he does hard physical labor.
Will he make it through this? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Very, very good. Thank you all very, very much. I just wait for this call every Thursday night. It's a very, very inspirational. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear one.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Take care. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for coming, me. When
you're so welcome.
So when you, what do you normally do during the day when you're not like talking to us now?
I'd say the majority of my time is devoted to healing others.
And how do you do that?
It's a little complicated, but I'll put it this way. I feel their feelings and move things so that they will heal.
So are you talking about the people you live with or on surface, Earth?
Most of these are people in my culture.
Okay. So, currently I live close to where the City of Light is going to appear in the Sedona, Arizona area.
Lucky you.
Well, I've been told if I drive one certain road, I would be passing it. So am I getting close and having my vibration high enough where I'll be able to get a glimpse of it?
Simply allow yourself to see it.
Okay. So my goal is to be getting to France. Are you able to give me an approximate time frame when I'll get there?
Valentine's.
Sorry. So it's going to take that long?
Or that short, depending upon how you want to look at it.
Okay. So the other lady was talking, if I understood her correctly, about the RV/CE. Is that possible? It's happening in December, or will it go through? Will we have to wait till sometime in January?
That which you speak of is not a single event, but a process.
Yes.
And for your part in that process, you should be participating in the latter part of January.
Latter, that means the end?
Yes.
The end?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm in a tight financial place. Should I be job hunting? Because my job, the hours are getting cut back.
Should you be job hunting? That is the question.
Should I find myself a better job until I get my money at the end of January?
I don't want to say should, but I will say that you will feel better if you do.
So there's couple of them that I've been considering applying for. Is there a possibility that I get either one of them?
One of them will come through if you wish.
Would, if I give you the name, would that help? Give me a clearer answer?
As you wish.
Fire Creek Coffee Company?
Definite, yes.
Okay, cool. So, sorry for taking up so much time.
No worries at all.
Okay, I did an interview today. Just a moment. To possibly get my propane, a charity paying to get my propane gas. I'm trying not to get emotional. Will they say yes?
79% chance, yes.
79% chance? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's all at the moment. So thank you very much.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
I want 7 smiles spaced out through the day, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, let me give phone numbers again. We'll take a quick break. We have the pleasure of Abwani from Agartha today, who says that The most important thing he can tell us right now is to embrace the changes. We have really good changes in process and breaking through to public knowledge, and to embrace those, which is very exciting. Okay, if you're on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, we'd love to have you do that. There are two numbers for that. The first one is toll-free, 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. If you get my email, the numbers are in the email also. So thank you so much. We are back with Abwani from Agartha.
Dear one.
Yes.
Would you please tell these good people about your book?
My book. All right. Yes, I published a book this year. It is a self-help book, and it is meant to help people identify issues from their maybe childhood or teenage years or whenever that still hang around, have never been really addressed and healed, neutralized, whatever you want to say, so that they no longer affect you. And I have made some small statements about my experiences as a child, which were many unpleasant ones. And the what you can do to heal those and take away the effects that hold you back from who you really are and what you really want to do, what your real mission is here. We need everybody to step up and step into their passion and do their work.
I'm into that.
Yes. And the book's name is Katya. That's C-A-T-Y-A. C like cat, A like apple, T like table, Y like yellow, A like apple. And it's available on Amazon or through booksellers. Amazon's probably the easiest to do it. But it, my thought about this is that maybe next year I will be able to put this onto my calendar, is to provide some copies free to high schools for teachers who find that in their discernment that there are maybe a few kids that they deal with who have family problems, have emotional problems, are just not fully functioning because they are held back by stuff that's going on in their family or their background or whatever. And I do expect to do that. But meanwhile, the book's available. It's very inexpensive. It's $9.95. And it's got all kinds of good stuff in it.
In other words, dear one, you want everyone to be all they can be?
Absolutely. And most people, just because we're on this planet at this time in human form, we have stuff that holds us back. Some more than others. But everybody's got their own path, and every bit of it can be healed. It's just a matter of getting in, deciding to do it, intending to do it, getting whatever information you need, getting in touch with stuff that usually we take unpleasant events and stuff them way back into ourselves, and they hold us back without us being always consciously aware of that, but they keep us from being who we really are. And you can be whoever you want to be your full self.
And I think it's fair to say that your book is like a lesson plan on how to get there?
Yes, it is. And it's written in very simple terms. I think everybody can understand it. And I meant for it to be very, very usable by the average person. So, thank you, Abwani. Okay, Verna is back. Welcome, Verna.
Hello, dear.
Hi, I just remembered a question that I wanted to ask. At some point, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, at some point in my life, after my husband died, I would be awakened at night with clicking on the left side of my bed. And I remember one night, someone else was sleeping, a friend was sleeping in my bed, and I said, stop that, you're going to wake him up. And they did, but what was the clicking?
They were trying to get your attention, dear one.
Who's they?
This is a spirit that crossed over a few years before that and was trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, I understand. Does Gordon still come and check on me?
Yes, he does.
Good. All right. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, so may I start with my short list of questions?
Please. Bonnie?
All right. There's tremendous range of opinion about the new colorful currency that has appeared in an email announcement. It's source, it's, can be real physical currency, but how genuine it is as far as whether it's really the new currency we're going to have in the United States or if it is something different from that. Can you address this new currency that goes from the $1 bill to up to the $1,000 bill?
It is coming. It is not here yet. It has not been made ready for use, as you would have it. But it is coming.
Is it the real thing? Or is it something, sideways, like Bitcoin or some of those other currency type things?
No, it will be the new currency once the new governance is established.
Yes. Okay. And people are complaining that it doesn't look real. Well, it's my understanding that they fuzzied the images so that they could not be counterfeited from the email.
Correct.
Okay. And that was deliberate. So it's not easy to see all the detail.
And that was on purpose, as you say.
Yes, on purpose. Okay. And it's called continental dollars. What I've seen is it doesn't say United States of America on it anywhere. It does not have the word note, so it's not a note. So obviously it's a real, probably gold back.
Yes.
Okay. And what is the purpose of the phrase continental dollars on it?
Can you say Canada, U.S., and Mexico?
Yes, I certainly can.
That's the purpose.
Okay. So this is going to be one economic unit, so to speak?
So to speak, yes.
The three countries. Okay. And it's my understanding then that when this is introduced after the new governance, so it might be springtime before this is introduced?
Thereabouts.
Okay. That it will affect Canadians and Americans somewhat negatively as far as value, but be very positive for the people in Mexico, which ultimately will be a win-win for everybody. Is that correct?
Yes, the negative effects will be very short-lived.
Okay. So will we turn in one Federal Reserve note for one continental dollar?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then the prices in the stores, the merchants won't go crazy and have to reprice things, all of that.
Well, I won't guarantee who will go crazy or not. But
Okay. Bad choice of words on my part. Sorry.
But they won't have to reprice. No.
Okay. Okay. So will it be introduced gradually, like the $100 bill that's been around for a couple of years now was introduced just gradually? It started to appear in the banks and people started to get them.
Yeah, I think it'll take all of 30 minutes.
Oh, really? So it's going to be much faster than the $100 bill that was introduced.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, there have been some prominent people that have spoken out and said, this is not real. This is fake stuff. It doesn't even look good. Well, it's fuzzy on purpose. And this is just something they have not yet discerned correctly. Is that true?
Misinformation abounds in this time that you're in right now.
Oh, that is so true. There is so much of it.
Correct.
Yes. So there's still some cabal minions putting out disinformation and misinformation. I haven't quite gotten the
word
yet.
And even some well-meaning people.
And well-meaning, yes, okay. Kind of listening to anybody they listen to and repeating what they hear without stopping to think about it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is the currency the same physical size as we have now, so it fits into slots and comes out of banking windows and so forth?
Comes out of banking windows?
Well, when I go to the ATM to get cash.
Yes.
And the cash comes out, that's a certain size. And I would think the new currency would need to be either the same size or they have to resize all of those windows.
I think you will find that it fits.
Okay. All right. So it's basically the same size.
Yes.
Pretty much. Okay. Okay, not to speak of it fitting in our wallets as well. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Another question I saw today in one of the popular magazines that Prince William and Kate are going to be the new king and queen crowned next year, that whatever the queen is today, whether she's a clone or the real person or a reptilian figure or whatever, that she has just announced she's stepping down. Is that true?
More like sliding down.
Well, she's 90, and I know that they have access to anti-aging technologies, but there's a point at which if she's not of the light, she needs to go bye-bye.
Correct.
Okay. So has she been told to do this, basically?
That would be a yes.
Okay. All right, that's the first thing that came to me is she's been told, this is the future, you are no longer, let's move forward. Just do it, right? Something
yes.
Like that. Okay. Okay. And that Camilla and her husband have been bypassed, they've either been told they are bypassed or they willingly decided. Maybe one of them's not in good health. They don't want to take on the responsibilities. There's all kinds of possibilities.
I think it can be summed up this way. They looked at it and they said, who needs it?
Okay. Well, I certainly understand that being that much in the public eye can be a real challenge.
And it is a job.
Yes. It is. Okay. Well, I have a feeling that William and Kate are much more of the light than their lineage, so to speak. Is that true?
That is true.
Yes. Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. Especially Kate.
Yes, Kate's very much of the light, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I had that feeling. So she's a good influence on William.
Correct.
Excellent.
Keeps his nose to the grindstone.
Like any good wife, huh?
Yes.
Okay. That is good, because that's a change that's been very much needed for a long time.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. The Electoral College meeting that is scheduled for, I believe, December 19th, has the plan remained that they will meet and then disband?
That is the plan.
Okay. And, of course, it might change between now and the 19th, but that's the current plan.
That right? is the plan.
Okay. All right. And will the new governance format be announced at that time or soon after? Or
Soon after.
Okay. It's part of a whole package of information that will be coming out, right?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. It's been very interesting to see who has demanded a recount of the votes from November 8th, or Trump and Hillary. That those demanding a recount are either ignorant and going on emotion, maybe, or purposefully wanting to create trouble, or every possible possibility.
Dear one, it is very kind of you to think that these are misguided people. I will say that.
Okay. Well, certainly some of the voters that voted for Hillary are simply totally asleep and misguided and just have not chosen to take hold of the information that's readily available. But some have another agenda, is what you're saying.
Dear one, there are even people like this host who, when he first heard that she was going to be a possible candidate, went, yippee, we're finally going to have a female president. Knowing who she was.
Right. He didn't have any of her background or information.
Correct.
Right. Yes. And because he has, as a male, the very unusual mission of helping the feminine in this lifetime, that would be a natural thought on his part.
Correct.
And innocent, because he just didn't know until I enlightened him.
I thank you for that.
I bet. Okay. Okay, yes, because I'm been well aware for years of Hillary's misadventures and shortcomings and non-positive actions.
Boy, that's a lot of tiptoeing.
Well, it's not my purpose to offend anybody, but this is someone who doesn't even belong on the planet. Fortunately, she's not here anymore anyway.
Fortunately, yes.
Yes. I mean, she was reptilian. She was very difficult to deal with, the people around her when she was Secretary of State and otherwise. Very difficult to deal with. She and Bill have, by name, of my understanding, over 100 people by name who've crossed them at some point in their some 40-some years' careers. And those people disappear one way or another. Or are taken out or whatever. And there's,
unfortunately, that time has passed.
It has passed. They can't do anything more. Terrible, terrible history as far as anybody who's ethical and moral and handles disagreements with more ability to negotiate, kindness.
Can you say honor?
Honor, yes. Honor, absolutely. Instead of just losing it and making everybody feel like they're a victim in some ways, if they choose to accept that. Okay. So, another question. Do you see us traveling this coming week? Us, the two of us personally?
Well, I think you're going to have to use an airplane.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Do you see it as 100%?
Yes, dear one, I do.
Oh, great. All right, great. Okay.
About time, isn't it?
Yes, it is about time. Yes, I went.
You who like to crank it right to the edge.
Oh, I'm really trying to not continue that pattern.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I'm sure that's true. Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's a pattern that I've asked that it go bye-bye. And I do see some evidence that in certain areas it is going bye-bye or it's softening.
It is softening, dear one.
Yes. So that is personally helpful to me. Okay. Yes. Our two cats now, Sizzle and Jazz, seem to be doing very well. Do you see that?
I see that.
They're playing. Jazz is standing up for himself more.
Yes.
And not allowing Sizzle to run him off. So this is so excellent.
Yes. Well, you know, many, many beings tend to want to take the path of, if I ignore them, they'll go away.
Yes, I do think Jazz went to that spot originally.
He did.
Yeah. But he had asked for a kitten.
Yes, well, asking and getting are two different things, dear.
Yes, they are. We did have to remind him that he had asked for this. And that he needs
good that you do.
Stand up for himself. And, you know, he's the teacher. He's the leader here.
That's right.
And I think Sizzle's getting it, finally.
He is.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, welcome, Carol.
Hi, I have one last question, if I may.
Yes.
Of course.
With this issue with me still avoiding, when I breathe into my pain, my body starts doing all these gyrations and spasming and everything. Is that part of the healing or is that part of my avoidance?
That's the initial response. You have to go through it.
So
you have to go through it to
happen.
The other side. Yes.
Okay, and I can do that just as much as it wants to.
That's right.
Because it feels like it just creates more inflammation, but I've got to go through it. What you're saying.
Right? Let go of the idea that it's going to cause you inflammation. Go through it.
Okay, and you will assist me.
Done.
Thank you so very, very much. And would
welcome.
You also give assistance to my husband? Make it
done.
Through his pain?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Many blessings to all of you, and blessings to those little kitties.
Thank you, Kara.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
This is a very important point that Carol asked for more clarification on her original answer. And this is something that everybody who comes for a channeling session with the host is something that they often quit too early asking the questions. They'll ask a question and get a yes or a no or whatever, because the being will only answer what's asked. And if you want more in-depth information, you have to ask for it. So thank you, Carol, very much. And thank you, Abwani, very much for being here. We're so grateful for your presence.
My pleasure, dear one.
Knowing that the Agarthans will soon be able to join us, thank you for coming today to kind of give a heads up of what's coming.
Most welcome. My pleasure.
Blessings and namaste.
Namaste.